Yes, greetings, blessings, people. We're here, we're live and direct with yours truly, DJ Cat the Catalyst, alongside a special guest. So, of course, special guest, let the people know who you are and a little bit about yourself.
Yes. This is Ayana Soyani, also known as DJ Ayana from Soyani Sound, live and direct from out of New York City. Yes, I
Hey.
am an artist. I'm a DJ. I'm a musician. I'm a producer. I'm a Renaissance woman. I'm a woman of the Most High. Yeah.
Hey.
Yes.
Oh, love that. I love that. So you know what, sis? What have you been up to since the last time we spoke, which has been a while now?
Yes. So the last time we spoke, since then I released another song. This is a roots reggae dub track called "His Name Is,"
Yeah, it's a nice
and so
tune.
I've been promoting that, and it's been received very well. So I'm very pleased about that. So I've been promoting that, and I'm finishing up two albums. I'll be in Jamaica actually in 2 weeks.
Oh, nice.
To finish up one of those albums. I just been in the studio. When I'm not in the studio, I've been, promoting, and I just been working, man, grinding and just staying focused on the task at hand.
I love that. I love that. So you're putting in the hard work, yeah?
Yeah, we have to, because of the times we're living in, it just, for me anyway, there's no choice. You see
Yeah, I hear that. I hear
me?
that.
There's no choice.
For sure,
Yeah.
for sure. See what, you know what? Tell me about this tune. His name is. What made you decide to do, okay, I'm gonna go with a reggae dub track and that's what it's gonna be called. Tell me the process of this tune.
Oh man, it just, I when I'm in the studio, I just create, whatever just happens to just come out, it just comes out,
Yeah.
so it's not like I really planned it, I had some music that I was working on, which was like the foundation of this track, and then I just decided to just finish it, and this is what came out,
Yeah.
There was no like plan, like I didn't sit down and say, yeah, I'm gonna do, like a reggae dub track, but that's just kind of what just came out of the session,
Okay.
and I just felt it was strong enough, that I wanted to share it, because we don't really hear, at least on my side of the world. I know it may be a little bit different in the UK, but we don't really hear a lot of dub music.
Oh wow, okay. Okay. Yeah.
It's more of a, I would say in the UK, there's more of a scene.
Oh yeah, there is.
Like there's more of like a scene for it than here in the US. It's more in the US, in the States, it's more, depending on where you are in the States, but it's more of a niche kind of thing,
Okay. Okay.
I wouldn't say this was the most popular decision for me to put out a dub track.
Yeah.
But it's what I felt compelled to release at this time.
Okay. And of course, I gotta ask, do you listen to any dub, like your preference, or anybody you actually like who's a dub artist or a dub DJ?
I'm not more partial to the older,
Yeah.
the vintage, 70s, 80s is really more my time period that I kind of gravitate
Yeah, you're like
to.
me.
More so than the modern. I find the modern, how can I say this? I don't want to disrespect anyone, but I just find a lot of the modern dub, it has the technique, but not necessarily the soul.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. I definitely agree that dub has changed in the sense that. If you listen to Jazz Shaka, for example, it's more of a spiritual connection to our African ancestry. Whereas now it feels like how heavy can the bass get? And obviously the frequency and the energy changes with that. So I agree with you.
The technique is there. You can tell people really studied, the elders that came before us and laid down the foundation and the path. But the essence of what they were doing, I feel in a lot of the dub that I'm hearing in the modern times, the essence is not really strongly rooted in it.
Yeah, very true. Very, very true. So, is there an album or an EP on the way?
Yeah, so I'm working. I said this last time, it just feels like, oh my gosh, I'm still working on this album.
That's
But
all
it's
good.
just, it seems like it's taking forever to come together. But I'm working with a producer in Jamaica, which is where I will be in 2 weeks' time, so we can actually finish the project. We wanted to finish it together while we were together in the same room. And instead of it being how a lot of projects are done today, which is the producer has a rhythm, he sends you the rhythm, you voice on the rhythm, you send it back, you know, that type of process. We decided, let me come to Jamaica, let's have a band, relick your rhythms, let's all be in the same room, and let's record the album like that.
Yeah, it's the
So,
best way because you can feel each other, and you know, if you don't
yes.
like something or you do like something, it's in the moment, so it's the best way.
Yeah, I just feel it just gives it more of like a collective energy, you know? And you know, that's how music traditionally has always been recorded. You know, so the technology has brought in a lot more convenience, but sometimes the best things are not really convenient,
That's it. That's
you
it.
know?
And you know, as they say, we want quality, not just quantity of songs, right?
Exactly. So that's why the project is taking a minute to kind of pull together, just because it's just been about coordinating schedules and just making sure we're all in alignment and sharing the same vision for how we want it to just turn out, from like the videos to like the pictures, you know, to just everything about the whole project, making sure we have the right musicians involved and that we're recording in the right studio space, you know, just everything about it has just been like a deep meditation between myself and the brethren Nova, just how we want to step forward with this project.
For sure, I hear that. And you know, as we come to the last bit of the interview, I've got to ask you to sing a little bit. Would you be up for that?
Yeah, you did that last time,
I
and I
did.
gave you an
You knew.
exclusive.
You knew what was coming. You knew.
Yeah. So you know, as always, I'm always thankful for the opportunity to just talk to, you know, the DJs, the sound systems, radio people, and then your audience, you know. So first and foremost, I want to thank you for that. But there's some other things I'm thankful for, you know. I give thanks for the sun, I give thanks for the rain. The waters of life that wash away all the pain. It will heal all the blind, deaf, and dumb, and the lame. Welcome one, come all aboard Zion train. We are called by the Father, we are called by his name. Whether you live in Jamaica or you live in Spain, whether you live in the UK or live in Ukraine, the Lion of Judah, we cannot be tamed. We cannot be conquered, we cannot be shamed. We cannot be moved, oh so sturdy we frame. Built up from the roots with a biblical aim. When you step on this journey, you will not be the same.
Yee. Up. I love that. A little taster right there. Love it, love it, love it.
Just a little something, you know, that's going to be one of the, that's some of the lyrics to a tune called Gates of Zion that's going to be on the album.
For
So,
sure. And you know, as you know, sis, before we do go, what or where can people find you? So they can come and support you or show you some love on socials. How can they do that?
Well, the online headquarters is soyanisound.com, Soyini sound. dot com, soyanisound.com. And I have a YouTube channel, which I need to show some love to, but it's Ayana Plays Music on YouTube. Those are the two best ways to kind of link in with me. You can always join the mailing list. You could subscribe to the YouTube channel. You know, there's a lot of content I'm behind as far as uploading. So hopefully I get a chance to do that in the next couple of weeks.
I love that. I love that. And you know, is there any final words you want to say to the listeners and the people that are tuned in before we go?
Just look out for the project Perilous Times, featuring myself and in a co-production with Nova from Dub School in Jamaica. And I have another album that is pretty much finished, but I'm just waiting to release it. That one is called Showers of Blessing. So just look out for those two projects. And hopefully I'll be, once those projects are out and bubbling, I'll get a chance to do some touring.
Yeah, love that.
And I definitely want to hit up the UK and just link in and connect with the people. So
Why
look
not?
out for that.
More love every time, sis. Appreciate it. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you. Thank you. DJ Cat. Up, 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 up,
Energy. Love it. Love
up.
it. Till next time. Bless up.
All right,
Bless.
sis. All right. Bless up.
Yes, people, please do go out there, go and support, go and show some love. Keep it locked in for the tune. It's going to be coming your way very, very soon. Every time with yours truly, DJ Cat the Catalyst. Ease out.